NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies and quiet today with highs around 58. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 31. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 45. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Environmental Protection Agency this week issued 7-year registrations for two herbicide products, Enlist Duo and Enlist One. The new product labels incorporate robust control to measure to protect non-target plants and animals, according to the EPA. Both products were set to expire in January. The new control measures include prohibiting Enlist product application when rainfall is expected to occur within 48 hours and when soil can no longer absorb water, and prohibiting irrigation that could result in runoff within 48 hours of application. EPA will also require mandatory education and training materials that emphasize the importance of pollinators and pollinator habitat. Other measures include minimizing Enlist product applications when soybean and cotton crops are in bloom to reduce risk of insecticide pollinators, and prohibits the use of counties where EPA identified risk to on-field listed species that use corn, cotton, or soybean fields for diet and or habitat. The latest consumer price index for all urban consumers increased 0.5% in December to a seasonally adjusted basis after rising 0.8% in November. The all-item index increased 7% before seasonal adjustment, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported yesterday. The food index increased 0.5% in December following larger increases in each of the three previous months. Now, 5 of 6 major grocery store food group indexes increased in December. The index for fruits and vegetables increased the most, rising 0.9% over the month, as the index for fresh fruits increased 1.8%. The index for non-alcoholic beverages rose 0.8% in November. The dairy increased 0.7%. The index for other food at home rose 0.6%. The index for cereals and bakery products increased 0.4%. The index for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs declined in December, falling 0.4%. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man has been arrested in the 2019 robbery, kidnapping, and shooting deaths of two men whose bodies were found hours apart in an Oklahoma ditch and a Kansas trailer. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said in a statement that 30-year-old Ralph Thomas Salas Jr. of Liberal was booked into the Seward County Jail in Kansas earlier this week. The KBI said the investigation began when a farmer found 25-year-old Timothy Martin's body in the ditch on his property in Texas County, Oklahoma, near the state's border with Kansas. Later that night, the body of Martin's former roommate, 31-year-old Eric Salas, was found in a trailer west of Liberal. On Wednesday, the State Senate's Committee on Federal and State Affairs listened to a presentation on legalized sports betting here in Kansas. Senator Robert Olson says legalized sports betting could bring $25 to $35 million annually to the state. That is money, he says, could go to roads, schools, and other programs in need of funding. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now his speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Wichita State University Molecular Diagnostics Laboratory is closed for COVID-19 test collections again today. Test collections were also called off on Wednesday. MDL staff and their families are affected by COVID, and because of staff shortages, the lab is focusing on test processing and has temporarily suspended its COVID test collection service. Tanya Witherspoon, executive director of the MDL, says she is unsure when test collection will reopen, but hopes it will be soon. The MDL website will be updated with that information when it's available, and that website is wichita.edu/MDL. Kansas has received $72.1 million to help families pay their energy bills this winter. That's according to Representative Sharice David's office. The increase in energy cost assistance, a record, is due to the American Rescue Plan, which David's was the only member of the Kansas delegation to vote for. To find out more information, go to dcf.ks.gov. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol has arrested an assistant warden in the Nebraska prison system on charges alleging that she sexually abused an inmate. 45-year-old Sarah Nelson Torciello was booked into the Lancaster County Jail on Tuesday on felony charges of having sexually abused an inmate and having an unauthorized communication with a prisoner. Torciello also resigned from her job as an assistant warden at the Department of Corrections Services Reception and Treatment Center in Lincoln. A proposal that would have indirectly subsidized private K-12 schools in Nebraska by offering tax credits to scholarship donors has stalled in the legislature. Supporters fell 5 votes short of the 33 they needed to overcome a filibuster and force a vote on the bill, which effectively sidelines it for the rest of this year's session. Supporters pitched the measure as a way to give low-income students more choices if a public school doesn't meet their needs. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
You know and love his songs. Now see him live. Gary Allen, The Ruthless Tour. Friday, January 21st, 7th Lands First Council Casino and Resort. Gary Allen, live. Tickets available at the casino box office or 7thlands.com. Gary Allen. Only at 7th Lands First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as the seasonal cold and flu virus takes a toll on school and work attendance, COVID numbers remain a concern on a roller coaster ride that include a return to higher numbers locally. Washington County Health Department active cases rose to 88 this week, with a dozen hospitalized by the latest count. This reflects a 1/3 increase since late December and represents 3 times that of late November. 88 active cases are high for Washington County since November 2020. Marshall County reported 105 active cases as of Monday this week, but just 4 hospitalizations. The positive count was 3 times that of late December and well over numbers that have fallen to single digits at times this past fall. Another spike was noted early December, topping out at 136 active cases in Marshall County. Schools are battling not only a combination of virus among students, but teachers and staff as well. Among area districts, Republic County closed for a day Monday this week. Lynn's been forced to postpone some basketball games due to numbers, and Rock Creek announced closure of some facilities for the remainder of this week. Mask mandates have again re-entered the discussion for some districts, although none are reported locally at this time. The annual Twin Valley League basketball tournament tips off Saturday in Frankfort. for both girls' and boys' teams. Divisions were split last year due to COVID concerns, with girls at Frankfurt and boys at Onega. The league has implemented a revised seating formula for the tourney this season. Jeff Wirtz of a TVL Spotlight explains.
Well, this is a brand that they have used in the previous years in the state of Nebraska, something that is a little bit different. As you said, more PowerPoint-based, more who you have played. In previous years, records going into the tournament have seemed a little bit maybe not indicative of the team. There have been some early season upsets because of two teams are playing. Now they are going to base those seedings on who you have played.
In the girls' brackets, Centralia is top seed, Valley Heights second, Hanover third with byes in the first round. Fourth seed Donovan West also picks up a bye, as Lynn will not play in the first round Saturday. On the boys' side, undefeated Hanover is top seed, Centralia second, Clifton Clyde third with first round byes, along with four seed Axtell, who would have faced Lynn. Saturday action begins at 11:30 with games following at 1, 2:30, and 4. The brackets are posted on our KNDY website and will be updated as play continues through the next week. Jeff Wirtz with TVL Spotlight talks more Twin Valley League as the discussion continues on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
It's a little bit of both, because it is going to be a trial process here just to see how this works out. And because the TVL tournament is so early in the season, quote unquote, you do get a little bit of maybe a different look at these teams. Maybe they aren't hitting their stride this early in the season. So to answer your question, it's really a little bit of both, just kind of a trial process, but something that could be in the future for this Twin Valley League.
Raymond R. Throm, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, Mary Elizabeth Church Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Throm. Margaret Joanne Yarger, age 88, of Centralia, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the Centralia Community Church West, with the Laura Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Margaret Joanne Yarger. Teresa J. Dodds, age 81, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 7. Family will greet friends Sunday, 3 until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Teresa Dodds.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual Marysville Knights of Columbus Soup Day is Thursday, January 13th, serving 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering with chicken noodle, chili, potato, vegetable, beef soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery area and carry out available. For local delivery, phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus Soup Day, Thursday, January 13th. Serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have sunshine in the forecast today as temperatures rise to the low 50s. We'll have north-northwest winds 5 to 15 with gusts over 20. Cloud cover for tonight, 28 for your low, winds diminishing. We have a chance for rain Friday afternoon. Cloudy skies. Temperatures will be slightly cooler with highs in the low 40s. We'll have winds out of the east-southeast gusting up to 20.
For Friday night, rain early, and then we'll see a rain and snow mixture. We could see 2 to 4 inches of accumulation, 23 degrees for your low. We have snow wrapping up early on Saturday, just less than another inch. Temperatures will be in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Sunshine expected on Sunday, temperatures warm to the upper 30s. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. That was a look at your forecast.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high in the state 71, the average low 19 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:26.
It's not a country of procrastinators. There's a reason they still have their Christmas trees up in Sweden. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 13th, the 13th day of the year. Chubby Checker had the number one song in the country on this day in 1962 as the twist craze was sweeping the nation. A half a world away, the Swedes were observing the last of their Christmas rituals, the annual tree toss. On St. Newt's Day, it's customary to encourage children to remove the ornaments by hiding candy or treats in the branches. Then everyone joins in song, dances the tree out the door, and tosses it into the snow. It's a custom you might want to adopt even if you're not Swedish. That dried-up tree can still provide good shelter for backyard birds and a great place for them to snack if you leave the strings of popcorn on it. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Damian Bosch scored 12 points and his three-pointer with 13 seconds left was part of an 8-0 run TCU staged in the final minute and 11 to beat Kansas State 60-57 last night at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. Marquise Noel's layup with a minute 50 left gave the Wildcats a 57-52 lead, but they'd never score again. K-State missed his last two shots, a pair of front-end 1-and-1s from the foul line, and turned it over once. The Wichita State Shockers started the night on a 17-4 run, but it was not enough as they dropped their third straight game to the Tulane Green Wave 68-67 last night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Tyson Etienne led all scorers with 20 points on 6 of 16 shooting. The loss drops the Shockers to 9-6 on the season and still winless in conference play. Up next, Wichita State will host Cincinnati at Koch Arena on Sunday, January 16th. Tip-off is set for 12 o'clock. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Washburn and Shawnee Heights High School alum Corey Ballantyne has found a new home in the NFL. The Atlanta Falcons announced on Wednesday they have signed Ballantyne to a reserve future contract. Ballantyne has made three stops in the league since being drafted in the sixth round by the Giants in 2019. He was picked up by the Jets in November of 2020 and most recently the Detroit Lions in September. The former Ichabod played four games this season, notching 94 yards as a kickoff return specialist. Wichita Heights senior point guard Zianna Walker, who has signed to play basketball at Louisville, was nominated Wednesday for the McDonald's All-American game. Walker had two seasons affected by two knee injuries. As a sophomore, she tore her ACL and missed postseason play. Last year, she suffered a torn meniscus and missed the entire season. But the 5'8" guard is back this season, leading the Falcons, who are 6-1 and have won six games in a row. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball matchups. Valley Heights tips off at Rossville. Girls and boys play. Pairings released for the Twin Valley League and Thunder Classic tournaments. We'll report those on our 5 o'clock edition of sports. Friday night broadcast coverage. Marysville at Wamego. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers in action at Duel versus Clay Center Thursday. We'll host the Jayhusker on Saturday.
EVL basketball tournament just days away. Teams of the Twin Valley League continue to fight to improve their seeding. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight. Tune in this week to get all the latest info on the teams of the Twin Valley League as we head to Frankfort. The TVL Spotlight on the podcast page at KNDYRadio.com.
Pairings released for the Twin Valley League tournament tipping off Saturday at Frankfort. Top four seeds have first-round byes with Centralia, Valley Heights, Hanover, and Donova West girls advancing to second round. Five-seed Clifton Clyde meets number 12 Wetmore. Six-seed Frankfort girls host number 11 Onega Saturday. Seventh-seed Troy takes on 10th-seed Blue Valley. And the 8-9 seeds Washington County and Axtell meet first round. On the boys' side, Hanover, Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Axtell have first-round byes, while number 5 Troy faces 12th-seed Valley Heights. Number 6 Frankfort boys will host 11th-seed Washington County. 7th-seed Wetmore takes on number 10 Onega, and the 8-9 seeds Blue Valley and Donova West meet first round. Teams advance to Monday-Tuesday action, with boys' semifinals next Thursday and girls' next Friday. The finals will be played Saturday, January 22nd. Marysville boys basketball will tip off Monday evening at 7:30 versus Hiawatha in pool play, with St. Mary's Academy and Jackson Heights in the early game. Marysville boys are back in action Tuesday facing host Nemahal Central, while Atchison meets Jackson Heights. Thursday pool play continues, with teams then advancing to consolation and championship games Saturday, January 22nd in Seneca. Brackets are posted on our KNDY website and our Facebook page.
Have you ever wondered what makes a vine twine? It certainly is amazing to watch beans, philodendrons, wisteria, and other twining vines wrap their stems around a wire, post, or other support and climb upward toward the sky. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This circular growth is called circumnutation. The genetics of vining plants cause them to grow faster near the tip of the stem. These lightweight tips have longer spaces between leaves, allowing more space for the vines to wrap around supports. When the stem touches a structure, the cells on the outside of the stem grow longer than those in contact with the support. This causes the stem to curl and wrap around the support. As the weight of the lower plants pull on the stem tips, they tighten their grip around the support. Even more fascinating is some vines like Chinese wisteria twine clockwise, while others like Japanese wisteria twine counterclockwise. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Bannister can help you get to a better state. He'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From calls to coverage, see John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
There are only two vertical woolen mills remaining in the U.S. One has been in this town since the days just after the Civil War. Chances are, if you have one of their blankets, you've kept it. They tend to last a lifetime, and the tag on the throw has built a brand. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Faribault Woolen Mill began in 1865. This is just one of two vertical woolen mills left in the United States, and a brand well known for the products they produce.
People over time, when they buy something, they want to buy quality, and they're willing to pay more for quality. And there's people who also appreciate American manufacturing, not only one it's made here, but that means there's jobs here.
Paul Moody is one of the mill's owners. With quality comes a process of craftsmanship that may take several days or over a week to complete.
We dye the wool, then we card it, we spin it into yarn, then we weave it, we wash and we wet dry finish it. It gets napped, it gets cut and sewn. I mean, all of that happens under this roof.
They source wool from both the U.S. and Australia, depending on the time of year. Some products require wool from a specific location.
We still do work for the military, for Army and Navy and some West Point. Everything needs to be U.S. So if we're buying wool from our supplier, we just need that certified that it's U.S. wool.
They make such a quality product that it presents a good problem.
The good news is they last forever. The bad news is they last forever. But we're proud that they last forever. We have people who will share stories about the blankets they got at their wedding that they still have, or a memory when their mom passed that they fought over who got the Faribault blanket.
Paul says brand matters. He's often reminded of the importance of the name on the blanket or other woolen product.
The name resonates. There's times when we've had a warehouse sale. If the blanket doesn't have our label on it, people won't buy it.
And with over 150 years here, their name and their history is a very important part of every piece that leaves this mill. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
A homegrown vegetable business starts before the first seed goes in the ground. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good planning now is the most critical part of your success as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Anyone can put seeds in the ground and grow a lot of food, but if you don't know what you're going to do with it, it can be a problem. Market plans, production plans, and work plans are critical when you sell fresh produce. Susan Utes of Solent, Iowa, has been growing vegetables for a CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture Program, for 20 years. She says the more organized you are in January, the better the rest of the year will go. Start by poring over last year's records.
I have harvest and yield data.
We have workers who work on our farm. We have timesheets. We look at that to see where the workload was and what I need to change. We have planting plans. We have very detailed planting plans. Crop rotation is a part of it. Cover crop data. Everybody needs to have a business plan and know what your goals are and what those needs are for your family.
Have a production plan for your markets. What do your customers like, and how much do you need to produce to meet those needs? Carmen Black works on the farm with Utes. She says a planting diagram and schedule is critical because the challenge is to have a high-quality product when you need it throughout the growing season.
Some important things here is that we have the distance apart in the row, number of days to harvest from transplant, and then different dates here in our target harvest date. So these are just things when you're making your own planting plans that you might want to have on there, things to think through.
This is also the time to order seeds from those big, beautiful seed catalogs you're getting in the mail. Ute says if you sit down with those catalogs and don't have a plan, you can spend a lot of money on seeds that will just sit in the cupboard. Find more tips for vegetable production planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In difficult situations, where there is no hope. But what I've realized is that with the good comes and joy follows. Hope is the refreshment of a believer. Hope is the key. Hope is the key.
If you were a true Christian, you need to have hope. Seek God and ask Him, fill you with hope.
We need hope, we're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The country is getting serious about bringing rural internet up to speed. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Up to now, money has been the biggest stumbling block in fixing the rural broadband situation, but federal funding programs are in high gear to change that. Heather Gate is with the Kentucky-based nonprofit Connected Nation.
Folks, the moment is now. We have the funding right now. This is unprecedented. Over the past 18 months, we've done things that we didn't think we could do. And so we have to actually get the work done. And let's make sure we use data-driven solutions to fix those problems.
Gates says not just any broadband will do these days. It has to be robust.
The thing about the digital divide and digital inclusion is that it's really not just a matter of the have and have nots, one. Two, it's an evolving dilemma that we have to deal with. For example, when we first started, the idea was to actually introduce the idea of broadband. But today, the idea is making sure that the children have the broadband speeds and availability that they need for education purposes, which is distance learning, and also having the opportunity to do homework at home.
Gate was part of a virtual town hall put on by Connected Nation on the status of rural broadband. You can view a recording at cn20.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Consignments are being accepted for the annual Axtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction Saturday, February 5th. Deadline for those consignments for the sale bill is this Friday, January 14th. Consignments, though, will be accepted up till the sale date, Saturday, January 5th in Axtell. For consignments or information, phone Jim at 785-736-2821 or Bob at 785-736-2787.
Ag News from the Good America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While discussions of the farm bill at the federal level continue in Washington, D.C., in the House Agricultural Committee, and Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st District of the state of Kansas talks about the frustrating process he's had to go through as he's trying to fight for what he thinks needs to be included in the bill.
You know, I just continue to be frustrated and discouraged and voicing the fact that the ag committee is not spending near enough time on production agriculture. Crop insurance, implementing the last farm bill, gearing up for the next farm bill that now expires next year. You know, the current farm bill, five-year bill, expires 2023. So we're spending time on other things, and my fear is that's going to be to the detriment of production agriculture. I'm working to make sure that doesn't happen.
That audio from our sister station of KIUL in Garden City, Kansas, where he goes on to talk about some of the priorities that he has going into the bill.
Bill, my number one priority is production agriculture, is crop insurance and what that does for production agriculture in our district and state. You know, agriculture is unique because Mother Nature, for farmers especially, but ranchers, feed yards as well, Mother Nature in many ways is our business partner. And we've got to have risk mitigation tools in place to manage that risk. And so crop insurance is so important. And as we know, high plains agriculture is low moisture, high risk agriculture, and crop insurance is an incredibly important tool. So my number one priority, most definitely will be the keeping the current crop insurance program in place and see if we can work to improve it.
Okay.
In many regards, we want to make sure that one, it doesn't get diminished, weakened, and two, that we can be improved. We improve it if we can.
Other issues with the House Ag Committee include the trade deals going on with China and with India, along with other nations, and trying to work on the supply chain issues in the markets. That, again, is Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st Congressional District in Kansas on our affiliate station of KIUL in Garden City. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor, or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened, because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, President Biden assuring American Farm Bureau Federation delegates that his administration is addressing farmers' concerns about rising production costs and supply chain disruptions. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said China would be pushed to fulfill its purchase commitment under the Phase One trade agreement. Biden spoke to the annual meeting yesterday in Atlanta via recorded message lasting just shy of 3 minutes. He said, "You deserve an affordable seed and other inputs, along with a market that allows you to get a fair price for your livestock, and agriculture exports service, timely service to get the goods around the world, and the right to repair the equipment you own, either by yourself or in an independent shop," he said. Biden also underscored the administration's plan to spend $1 billion to expand the nation's meat processing capacity. He hailed the bipartisan legislation aimed at bringing better price discovery to the cattle market. He said it isn't about Republicans and Democrats, red or blue states. It's about making sure that your contributions are recognized and the challenges are being addressed. Former President Trump spoke to the Farm Bureau 3 years in a row, starting back in 2018. The Biden address was the first one live recorded by a Democrat president dating back to at least the 70s, according to Farm Bureau. Now, Secretary Vilsack followed up the president's comment with an address that expanded the administration's ag policy priorities, namely trade enforcement and China's adherence to the Phase One trade deal negotiated by Trump. The pact contains purchase commitments, which expired at the end of last year, as well as broader market reform. Vilsack said China is about $16 billion light to the commitment, something he said the U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai would be certain to bring up in dialogue with her counterparts. Vilsack told Farm Bureau members of a USDA announcement yesterday that seeks to double the nation's cover crop acreage. That is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Farm machinery continues to evolve, and so do the tires that carry them. Should you choose bias or radial tires? On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Should you choose bias or radial tires for your farm machinery? Both types are round and hold air, but their construction is very different. Radials allow the sidewall and tread to function as two independent features of the tire. Bias tires have multiple rubber plies or layers overlapping each other. Puncture resistance is better in bias, but radials have better traction. Matt Frank is a brand manager with Firestone Ag. He says they still produce bias tires and tires with inner tubes, but most of their production is moving toward radials.
They last longer. They give you a smoother ride. They are better able to handle the larger equipment that is being produced today because it's able to handle heavier loads. It's got a wider footprint, so it reduces compaction. So we're encouraging farmers to try radial as much as possible. And the market today is still 60% bias, so there's still a lot of opportunity out there for people to try that.
Bias tires will work fine on older or smaller equipment. For the big guns, radials are the better choice.
The sprayers, the combines, the tractors, the things that carry the load absolutely have to have radial tires on them. Even the IFBF version of radial, which is the technology that allows you to carry heavier loads with reduced inflation pressure. So the bias footprint is going to cause a great deal of compaction. The radial is going to be a little bit wider. IF and BF is going to be even wider than that. So the bigger the footprint, the more you're able to spread your weight around.
Radial tires cost more, but depending on usage, they should last around 10 years, and bias tires, 6 to 7 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the differences between bias and radial tires at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We're still seeing it mostly lower in the grain market today. Corn, wheat, soybeans moving further into the red today. Livestock has been hanging in there relatively higher for the cattle market, a little bit lower for the lean hogs is how we've been consistently moving through the day today. In the grain market, start off with your corn. March corn is down 11 and three quarters right now at 587 and a quarter, moving further into that red. Kansas City wheat for March down 17 and a quarter today at 760 and three quarters. Soybeans taking a big hit today with January beans down 26 cents right now at 1365 and a quarter. The March as well down 23 and a quarter at 1376. Over in the meal, bean meal for January down 560 at 425 and 40 cents with the March down $10.30 at 405 at 90. Over in the oil, bean oil for January right now off the board at 5928. The March down by 79 cents at 58 and 58 cents. Cotton, they've slowed down their losses as well, but still in the red a little bit, just under a buck, down 99 cents in the red at 116.65. Canola taking a big hit with March down 27.5 at 9.87 and 20 cents. And the oats are still down a big hit as well, moving further into the red, 19 cents lower at 6.27. There is a little bit of positive news in the markets today with the livestock, with February live cattle currently up a quarter right now at 136.80. The feeder cattle is up by 40 cents at 162 and 27 cents for the January. March is up by 95 cents at 165 at 97. And the lean hogs are in the red a little bit, down a buck 55 at 77 and at 30 cents. U.S. dollar index today, the 2 days in a row now we're seeing that one in the negative, with March index down 14 cents at 94 and 75 cents. The 30-year bonds are in the green slightly at 156, and the 10-year notes are up by 2 points at 128. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday afternoon.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 30th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines, and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation equipment, engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in your consignments now for maximum advertising and best placement. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
all-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.